Good morning. You're listening to CITR 101.9 Mixtapes with Mick and Mac. I'm Matt MacArthur.
I'm Drew McDonald.
And we are broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory from the beautiful campus of the University of British Columbia. And there is about 2 days left of this wretched year to go.
This wretched, wretched year. And, you know, I definitely... It's super easy to get on board with, you know, the idea of a year being absolutely awful. And obviously, a year can't possibly cause problems. A year is just an arbitrary calendar cycle. However, you know, symbolism is very important. And I think that it's important for people to celebrate closing a door to something, because I think there's been a lot of stress in the last 12 to 15 months for a lot of people.
And, yeah, definitely.
You know, even with this last week with the news about Carrie Fisher, and then the next day her mom,
Debbie Reynolds
passing away, that, you know, it's kind of like, I know a lot of people who, you know, getting hit with a 1-2 punch like that in the end of the year, it's just like, oh!
Yeah. So,
and I definitely don't want to tempt fate for anything else, so.
Mm-hmm. But for this show, you won't have to worry about all that bummer news. You've already went through it this whole year. You know, we're all on the same page about that.
But yep.
We've got a good show.
Well, yeah.
An uplifting show.
It's time to celebrate.
It's time to celebrate, exactly.
And in true mixtape fashion, we decided to get super meta and create the New Year's Eve party archetype mixtape.
Yes.
So, you know, every typical New Year's Eve that you can possibly think about, maybe every typical movie you've ever seen, just we're pretty much just doing 200 cigarettes, except with modern music.
Yes, yes.
And some old classics.
Absolutely. And so, like, should we explain the archetype thing, or should we just do it as we go?
Well, I mean, for example, going into archetype type thing, before a party happens, you have to, of course, get ready for the party.
Yeah.
And you have to pre-drink. And so... We're going to do two songs in a row. Not even going to tell you. We're just going to do two songs in a row that hopefully get you in the mood to get ready for your party, and then crack open a few drinks and really get going.
Really get going here on mixtapes.
Listen to me, don't talk to me.
Pump It Up, Elvis Costello, from this year's Model. This was the pre-drinking song.
That was the pre-drinking song, and just before that, you may have heard Fashion by David Bowie. I think it's always important, everyone, never forget David Bowie, 2016.
Yep, never forget David Bowie, and also the perfect song to get your gear together.
Exactly, right? Everyone gets super sentimental over David Bowie, but they forget how much his flair and pomp is kind of what really changed the world anyways, right?
Absolutely, so. And it's just the perfect song for getting your makeup on, getting your dress or your tuxedo or whatever the heck you're wearing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I always tend to go pretty casual.
Yeah, right. Well, you're the king of the Canadian tuxedo, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Plaid and denim.
There you go. Now, of course, once you get ready for the party, you have to make your way to the party.
Yep.
Now, we have two songs here because there are different ways to get to a party.
Absolutely.
You definitely have the cab driving song. When you're in the cab, you're with a bunch of friends, and it kind of amplifies the pre-drinking song a little bit.
The excitement.
Excitement is building and everything else. But before that one, I think I'm going to play another song for those that may walk to the party. Mm-hmm. Because walking to the party is very much an option. We're in Vancouver. We're a sustainable city.
Yeah.
We're a bunch of foot traffic individuals. However, as this last couple weeks have shown us, Mother Nature can be mildly cruel to us by giving us a little layer of ice and
very
snow
cruel.
To deal with us. And
very, very cruel.
So this is the Walking to the Party song. It is Out There on the Ice by Cut Copy.
Carly Rae Jepsen, First Time, from Emotion Side B.
Love that album.
Yeah, and it speaks to, I guess, the awesomeness of Carly Rae Jepsen, that the B-sides from, like, because did, like, the first Emotion record, did that come out this year, or was that, like, a last year?
It came out, if it didn't come out early 2016, it was late 2015. I think it was late 2015.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she came out with this collection, which is, like, just equally as awesome.
If not better.
Yeah.
You don't have some of the really, like, there's a couple songs that I don't particularly like on Emotion, but became radio hits, and I feel like songs like this were sloughed off to make room for those on there.
Yeah.
But this song takes me right to, you know, it's like listening to, you were saying it reminds me of Lucky Star by Madonna. It reminds me of I Think We're Alone Now by Tiffany a little bit.
Yeah.
It just has that, like, sing-along. I just picture people in a cab going to a thing and singing along to some Carly Rae Jepsen. Maybe not that song because it's not as popular, but, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Just something like just to...
Upbeat.
Get the energy up.
So sugary poppy that your teeth are falling out on the way.
Super sugary. And before that, we had Cut Copy out there on the ice from In Ghost Colors. Pretty sweet record there. This mixtape is unfolding. We're going to come up to a break, but what will we have in store after the break?
Well, immediately after the break, you have to immediately enter the club. So the first song when you get back will be, imagine you like walking into the club and everything's building up and you just like... throw your coat in the coat check, grab a drink, and run on the dance floor. Like if you're going somewhere where there's dancing.
Yeah, yeah, immediately. All right, cool. Well, we're going to take a break, but you're listening to Mixtapes with Mick and Mac, our New Year's Eve party archetype mixtape, as unfolding in real time here, and it's incredible. So stay tuned.
The December 2016, January 2017 issue of Discorder magazine is out now. Now. We managed to record CITR Student Executive President Shay McConkie's first glimpse at the new issue.
Whoa! mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Open one up yourself to read interviews with Walgren, poet Adele Barclay, Jakin, Kim Wardle, Dad Thighs, and a guide for playing shows in America, amongst other goodies. Plus, live show reviews of The Body, Hannah Epperson, and album reviews of Monomyth, Daniel Terrence Robertson, and more. Thanks to this issue's advertisers, whom we love dearly, Live Van, Geist, Steam Whistle, The Rickshaw Theater, Timber Concerts, The Rio Theater, Mint Records, Nightwood Editions, Audiopile Records, The Astoria Vinyl Records, The Wise Hall, and Jazz Records. Grab a copy around town or read the issue online at discorder.ca. Maybe our best issue ever.
Most likely. I would say, like, high chance of best edition ever. Nobody told me did it on my own.
Dance Horizons provides affordable classes and encourages students to get involved with the community to develop as dancers.
Our classes are open to all skill levels, with styles ranging from hip-hop to ballet, and are taught by professional instructors.
We're running some exciting events in the next week.
Our dancers will be visiting Harbor Dance Center and are putting on a show on campus on December 3rd. If you want to see us dance to this song, visit UBC Dance Horizons on YouTube.
Party machine and all my friends say I get so
Shamir, Make a Scene from Ratchet on CITR 101.9 Mixtapes with Mick and Mac. And
I just love that. I love Shamir. I've seen him live before, and it was probably the most fabulous dance party I've ever been to. And there was only like 35 people in the room, and it didn't even matter. And I hope that he comes through again. But that album, Ratchet, is definitely one of my favorite still like party albums.
Is that the one with the On the Regular?
Yeah.
On it? Yeah.
Yeah. It's, and that song is everything. Everything. There's no other words.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember, I don't know what it was that, it took me quite a while to get into Shamir. It took me quite a while, and you guys were just like, come on.
Just stuffing it down your throat.
Exactly, just force-feeding
it. Then via Stockholm Syndrome, you're now on board.
I'm totally on board.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm totally on board with the party. So now we're in the club, basically, or we're in the party location, whether it's a friend's apartment or the club or wherever. The music's pumping. We're fully in party mode now.
Yeah.
And
I'm feeling like these next couple songs are a lot more house party than they are in the club kind of thing. So you're at a couple friends' places, someone's cracked open a keg, and they're playing a list of stuff that you may not hear on the radio, but you definitely know from hanging out with people, or at least for me. So I would rewind like 12 years ago to when, or maybe 11 years ago, when I would be the age of a lot of people going to house parties.
Yeah.
I don't have house parties now. We have like wine and cheese parties. And you play board games.
We're very cultured now.
We're cultured and quaint and elegant.
Yeah. We're just too old to party that hard.
Exactly right.
So, yeah, let's hit it. Let's go into house party mode.
House party.
Never let them go. Daft Punk, our robot overlords with Robot Rock.
Robot Rock.
And before that, we had LCD Sound System kicking off the house party segment of our mixtape with Daft Punk is playing at my house. And
My house.
We just had to stick those two together because they go so well together. They came out in the same year.
They did. They both came out in 2005. Yep. Yeah.
And they're just big, huge party jams. So now...
And also I'd like to add that we also played Daft Punk is playing at my house after playing Shamir, both featuring ample use, liberal use of cowbell.
That is correct. That is correct. This thing is truly coming together.
Absolutely. Now... once, you know, whatever party or club or whatever, wherever your evening is at, the evening always inevitably ends up at a place where some people have had a few drinks and things start to seem a little bit more dramatic. Now, sometimes those dramatics can come in a variety of different forms. Sometimes you get a couple fighting in a corner.
Yep.
Sometimes you get somebody who shows up at a party and, oh, look, their ex is standing there. That's pretty awkward.
Yep.
Sometimes you have people that show up and have no romantic involvement with anybody at all and don't even care. They're just there with their friends having a time. And sometimes someone's just looking for a good time.
Looking to connect, as it were.
Exactly. Now, I think we're going to go into like a 1-2 punch right now of, let's just say we're gonna do a Robin double shot, for lack of a better term.
Sweet.
And we'll let everyone figure out what exactly that means.
Absolutely. Robin, Dancing on My Own from Body Talk Part 1. And before that, we got all 90s all of a sudden with Robin S. Show Me Love.
Now, as many people probably know, it's pretty funny that we had in the 90s two artists named Robin.
Yep.
And both of them with a hit single called Show Me Love.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, Robin with a Y. They both kind of fell off the face of the planet, really. But yeah. Robin with a Y fell off the face of the planet. Turns out that she had a whole career going on over in Scandinavia where she was still quite popular.
Yes, yes.
And then blew up again in North America in about 2009 with her Body Talk albums that all kind of came out and were all incredibly produced and just kind of made her really, not only made her relevant again, but also, in my opinion, made pop music cool again. It
yeah.
was kind of that turning point where everyone just wasn't thinking of pop music as, you know, Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera, but that
sort of
could
disposable
bring a lot of integrity. Yeah.
Yeah.
The way that ABBA had a lot of integrity in pop music, it's like bringing that sort of integrity back.
Absolutely. In a very Scandinavian way. So we're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we will hit the countdown part of our...
Well, of course. Yeah. The evening needs to come towards an end, and our show's coming towards an end pretty soon here. So, of course, we will start counting down.
Mm-hmm. But we will... We will be back with the countdown and the New Year's Kiss part of our show, and it'll be incredible. So you're listening to Mixtapes with Mick and Mac on CITR 101.9.
Typhoon lead singer Kyle Morton just released his debut solo album, What Will Destroy You, and he'll be going on his first solo tour this January. Sets will feature songs from WWDY, Typhoon fan favorites, and selections from Typhoon's forthcoming album. Tickets are on sale now for his appearance at the Rickshaw January 9th.
Rocket from Russia, weekly punk rock radio show on CITR, presented to you by Stomp Records from Montreal. Every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. on 101.9 FM.
Our favorite promo here on the station, Rocket from Russia.
Love Rocket from Russia.
Yeah.
Love Russian Tim. All right, so evening has come to an end, and as always happens, everything starts building up into like swirling ecstasy into what is the countdown. And sometimes people count down in many different ways. I've just learned that this year on Netflix, they've offered a children's countdown.
Really?
So at any random time in the evening, you can put on this fake countdown and then for the kids. So the kids think that they're a part of a big countdown. Then you send them to bed and then the adults can keep, you know, doing their thing for the rest of the evening, like 9 o'clock onwards, which I thought was brilliant.
Yeah. It's you know, lying to your children, but you know, you got to get them to bed.
Yeah.
You can't have them stay up till midnight.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
Now, in pure cliche on the nose kind of way, I personally like to ring in the new year with the swirling ecstasy that is Queen Bee. So
let's do it.
To the one I love, yeah. Still love the way he talk, still love the way I sing, still love the way he rock them black diamonds in that chain, still all up on each other, ain't a damn thing changed. My girls can tell me nothing, I'm gone in the brain. I'm all up under him like it's cold winter time, all up in the kitchen in my heels, dinner time. Do whatever that it takes, he got a winner's mind, give it all to him, meet him at the finish line. Me and my boo, and my boo, boo, riding all up in that black with his chick right beside him. Ladies, if you love your man, show him you the flyest. Grind up on it, girl, show him how you ride it. Me and my boo, boo, riding all up in that black with his chick right beside him. Ladies, if you love your man, show him you the flyest. Grind up on it, girl, show him how you ride it.
Bye. You don't have to be fresh to be my girl. You don't have to be cool to rule my world. I love that day, Calistar. Look at me, I'm a rat. I just want your extra time, your kiss.
Oh my God. Prince and the Revolution, Kiss on CITR 101.9 and our New Year's Eve archetype mixtape.
The part you didn't see is where Matt and I were kissing in the booth.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that tends to happen, you know, most shows, but you know, it's pretty awesome. Before that, we had Beyonce with Countdown, total huge party song.
And a perfect Countdown song. Mm-hmm. It ends with the word one. So how can you not play it as a Countdown song, which again is horribly cliche, and I don't care.
No, we don't care. We're kind of all about gimmicks and cliches.
Exactly,
here on this
right?
show.
I think so as well.
Yeah. One thing I want to mention before we go on is that I love our buddy and your boyfriend Eric's karaoke version of Kiss.
Living.
Yes.
Living for it.
Absolutely. It's, I don't know how he does it. He just channels the purple one.
Yeah, he absolutely does.
And just kills it every time.
Yeah.
Don't know how.
It's an out of body experience and there are no words.
Yeah.
There are no words.
I would die if I tried to go up there.
I know, right? That register.
Yeah.
I lose my voice trying to sing, you know, like Hootie and the Blowfish. So I don't even... know how that happens.
Yeah.
So we're at the end of the evening now. This is it.
This is it.
This is the end of 2016. Thank goodness. It's the beginning of 2017, and I always find the beginning of New Year's always seething with optimism.
Yes.
And sometimes optimism comes in a variety of forms. Sometimes optimism comes with the prospect of maybe a new relationship, a new job, a new lease on life. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're motivated to, you know, go to the gym, or you're motivated to not go to the gym.
That's usually where I'm at.
And sometimes you're just, you know... It's business as usual. But I think it'd be fun to end this with a couple of quick songs. One to kind of make you leave the party with, maybe leaving a party with somebody. And the other is kind of like that slow cab ride home where you've just gotten home and just put something on to come down from the evening, but
yeah.
Look forward into the future.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it'd be great to kind of send off 2016 with first, Gimme, 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 A Man After Midnight
yes.
by ABBA. And then followed immediately by Good Side In by The Japanese House.
Let's kick it. Mixtapes 101.9 with Mick and Mac. I'm Matt MacArthur.
I'm Drew McDonald. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year, everybody.
She started to change, I remained the same. I played the game, not too much to sustain. I don't mind the weight. I put up a fight, it's a love thing. I turn back, it's silent. Again.